Speaker rejects government bid to hold vote on new Brexit deal. By Breitbart London on October 21, 2019. London, AP, Prime Minister Boris Johnson's plan to lead Britain out of the European Union at the end of this month hit another roadblock Monday when the Speaker of the House of Commons rejected his attempt to hold a new vote of lawmakers on his Brexit divorce deal. With just 10 days to go until the UK is due to leave the bloc on October 31, Johnson's government planned to ask for a straight up and down vote on the agreement he struck last week with the 27 other EU nations. The request came just 2 days after lawmakers voted to delay approving the Brexit deal. House of Commons Speaker John Bercow could refuse to allow such a vote because parliamentary rules generally bar the same measure from being considered a second time during the same session of Parliament unless something has changed. Bercow says the vote sought by the government was in substance the same as one held on Saturday and it would be repetitive and disorderly to allow a new vote Monday. Johnson's Conservative government will now go to its Plan B. Get Parliament's backing for the deal by passing the legislation necessary to implement it. The government plans to publish the bill later Monday and hopes to have it become law by Britain's scheduled October 31 departure date. But it's unclear whether the bill can win majority backing in Parliament, and opposition lawmakers will try to seek amendments that could alter or scuttle it. Brexit Secretary Stephen Barclay urged lawmakers to back the bill and, more than 3 years after British voters narrowly voted to leave the EU, enable us to move on to the people's priorities like health, education and crime. This is the chance to leave the EU with a deal on October 31, he said. If Parliament wants to respect the referendum, it must back the bill. With the Brexit deadline looming and British politicians still squabbling over the country's departure terms, Johnson has been forced to ask the EU for a three-month delay to Britain's departure date. He did that, grudgingly, to comply with a law passed by Parliament ordering the government to postpone Brexit rather than risk the economic damage that could come from a no-deal exit. But Johnson accompanied the unsigned letter to the EU late Saturday with a second note saying that he personally opposed delaying the UK's October 31 exit. The claimant's lawyer, Elaine Motion, said the ruling meant the sword of Damocles remains hanging over the government. The bloc said the fact Johnson had not signed the letter was irrelevant. European Commission spokeswoman Mina Andreeva said Monday that European Council President Donald Tusk had acknowledged receiving the Brexit extension request and was now talking with the EU's other 27 leaders about it. Those 27 EU leaders are wary of the long-running Brexit saga but also want to avoid a no-deal British exit, which would damage economies on both sides of the Channel. Germany's economy minister suggested it could be a few days before the EU decided to respond to the Brexit delay request. We will have somewhat more clarity in the coming days, and we will then exercise our responsibility and quickly make a decision, Germany's Peter Altmaier said. He told Deutschlandfunk Radio that he wouldn't have a problem with an extension by a few days or a few weeks if that rules out a no-deal Brexit. But French President Emmanuel Macron, who had a phone call with Johnson over the weekend, called for a quick clarification of the UK's position. In a statement, he said a delay would not be in any party's interest. France's junior minister for European Affairs, Amélie de Montchalin, told French news broadcaster BFM TV there would have to be some reason for the delay, such as a parliamentary election in Britain or a new British referendum on Brexit. The British government still hopes it can pass the needed Brexit legislation by the end of the month so the UK can leave on time. But it suffered a setback on Saturday, Parliament's first weekend sitting since the 1982 Falklands War, when British lawmakers voted to make support for the Brexit deal conditional on passing the legislation to implement it, something that could take several days or weeks. That also gives British lawmakers another chance to scrutinise, and possibly change, the Brexit departure terms while the bill is still in Parliament. Underscore. Geir Milson in Berlin, Lauren Cook in Brussels and Sylvie Corbett in Paris contributed to this AP story.